Today has been a day that is set apart for the Lord, and I know that we understand that, but I'm just telling you that today is a day for impartation from God. I want you to know that sometimes we might not recognize that the Lord receives our sacrifice and the Lord receives what we give him as an offering. And I want you to know that the Lord is going to move right into this service today. And he's going to move in each and every one of your lives. And he's just going to bring his goodness to you because that's how he does. So this morning, I want you to get ready. And I want you to be ready to worship God and just give him your all as you just offer your praises and your worship up to him and let him receive what you have for him today.
Amen. We're going to start off just a little different this morning. Before any instruments happen, before any voices sing, we're going to just take a moment and worship God on your own. Amen? Or as a corporate body, we're just going to worship him. We're just going to tell him thank you for everything that you've done, Lord. So if you would stand up, I know we said we weren't going to say that no more, but I just want to take a moment just really to focus on the Lord, to get our hearts prepared to truly worship him. Amen? So this is your worship to the Lord. I'm going to, Linda's going to, like we're all going to, but I want you in your own words to worship the Lord. Amen? So Father, we just come before you this morning and we just thank you for your goodness and your mercies. Father, we thank you that you are so good to us. Lord, I thank you that Father, you rose me up this morning and I got out of bed. Lord, I thank you that you are faithful to every situation in my life, Lord God. I thank you that you love me and I love me, Lord God. There is nothing that you can't do, Lord God. And I'm so grateful for a God, Father, that you love. So faithful, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. And today I lift you up and I exalt you, Lord God. For there's none like you, God. Through every heartache, through every pain, through every battle, you have been there. And I thank you, Father God, for bringing me out of the places I couldn't bring myself out. Father, I thank you that you are so worthy. That your love is so great, Father. I just give you glory and honor and praise today, Lord God. There's nobody like you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise your holy name. We praise you, Father God. And we just invite you in today because you are worthy and we are here for you, Father God. There's no other reason that we're here but to hear you, to see you, to feel you, to move in your presence, Lord God. Have your mouth come to this place, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, take my hand now. Lead me out in the living water. You're the wellspring, you're stirring. You're the life for your sons and daughters. Eyes are open to the unseen, and my faith is arising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud. Lift your hands, give the Lord his glory. Yeah. calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love. Because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, into your love. Holy Spirit, take my hand now, lead me out in the living water. You're the wellspring, you're the stirring, you're the life for your sons and daughters. Eyes are open to the unseen, and my faith your hands, give the Lord His glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, into your love. Open to the unseen, and my faith is rising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud. Lift your hands, give the Lord His glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, into your love. There is freedom in the water. There is healing in the water. Oh, Jesus, you're the river. The river, and we'll never find the end. There is freedom in the water. There is healing in the water. Oh, Jesus, you're the river, and we'll never find the end. There is freedom in the water. There is healing in the water. Oh, Jesus, you're the river. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, into your love.
Disappointment, Sunday's empty too. since when has impossible ever stopped you? This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the praise make a dead man want to hear. Open and pray, I'm calling out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the praise made the dead man walk again. You sing on. One more time, open the grave. I'm calling out. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. So fire, stirring something new. You're not gonna run out of miracles anytime soon.
Resurrection power runs in my veins too. Is the praise make a dead man walk again? Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling.
I'm not afraid.
of praise make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling.
Singing over me, breakthrough will come. Come in the name of Jesus. Over and over and over, that was being sang over me. Even throughout the night, it was being sang over me. And then this morning, the same thing. Same words, everything. And then the other day, when I got up after that had been sang over me all night, I seen on the clock 3:33. Three meaning divine completeness and perfection. 33 meaning promise. Hold on to that. Breakthrough will come. It didn't say is coming or might come. It said will come.
Yesterday, the word restoration kept hitting me, and it was just repeating over and over and over in my head. And this morning, as we are singing all these songs, the only word that still continues to stick out is restore. He is about to restore health. He is about to restore hopelessness. He is about to restore everything the enemy has tried to steal this past years. He is going to restore it 100-fold.
Of all the
Your face.
sing that themselves.
Somebody needs to sing to themselves and remind themselves, God, you're so faithful. What have I worried? What have I stressed about? Why have I come to the place where I forgot that you were faithful? Through it all, God, you've got me this far. I stand here because of your faithfulness, God. Why do I doubt what you'll do for me now? Lord, I'm sorry I've doubted. But thank you for reminding me that you are faithful. Thank you for reminding me that I don't walk this walk alone. That this path that I'm on, it wasn't paved by me. You've gone before me, and you've set the way, Lord God. I thank you that all I have to do is follow you. Even in the hard moments of that path, all I got to do is follow you. Because this I know, that you will see me through every hard situation that comes up. May not be outcomes that I would like to see, but Lord God, you're going to see me through. There are things in my life right now, Lord, that I never imagined would be there. And it wasn't the way I would have done them. But they're here because you did them. And thank you for not listening to me, Lord, trying to tell you how to do it. Thank you for doing it your way, Lord God. Because my way would have fallen. My way would have crumbled. But your way is a firm foundation, a strong foundation that will never be shaken and will never fall. Thank you. Thank you that you are faithful. Thank you that you are faithful. Whatever awaits me in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes, in 2 hours, in 2 days, in 2 years, in 20 years, you're faithful. You are faithful. In this moment, in every moment, you are faithful. And Lord, we thank you that you are faithful. Father, I just pray strength into those that have gone through hard battles and long battles and are still in those battles. We thank you that you're faithful and you're seeing them through their battles. And you are restoring. You are restoring. Why? Because you're faithful. Because you're faithful. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hand clap of praise. Praise goodness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, well, what a way to start worship service today, huh? And what you saw is the presence of God came right in here. And I'm telling you, I could feel the presence of God before we started singing because I could feel him on the prayer and the worship that you were putting before the Lord. That should let each and every one of you know how important your personal relationship is with God. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord.
And what you bring into the corporate setting.
Yes.
And what, like, this isn't all about us.
Amen.
If we've ever put the image on that it's about us, forgive us.
Amen.
And shame on us, because this ain't about us. Amen. This is about us. It's yes. About him. And it's about the corporate body.
Yes.
This house is just a house. We're thankful Amen. For this
oh, yeah.
building.
We're
Amen.
Thankful for it.
We're thankful Amen. For it. Lord Jesus, we're thankful for it. No more stairs Hallelujah. Going up and down. No more flooding.
Flooding.
No more smell. Praise your Jesus. But we were thankful for that old building, too.
Yes, we were.
Amen.
We were thankful to have a place just to come in and worship him.
But this is about us coming in
yeah.
and getting into the presence of God to be equipped to go out there and be his light.
Amen.
There's darkness out there.
Amen.
And I know you know that.
Amen.
So this is just all about the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen. It certainly
and
is.
And us lifting our voices together.
Yep.
There's a scripture that says, where there is unity, there he commands his blessing or something
yep.
like that.
Yep.
It's in
Psalms 133.
Amen.
Says, when the Lord saw the brethren in unity, he commanded his blessing.
Amen. And when Laura was giving the word about him, her hearing singing over her, you know the Lord sings over you, right?
Mm-hmm.
He does. He does.
And if you ask him to open your ears to hear it like Laura heard him, you'll hear him.
Yes.
Amen. He sings over every single one of us. He's such a loving God.
Yes,
such
he
a good
is.
God. That just, whew, I said, Lord, oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
To hear the song of heaven.
Amen.
To hear the song being sung over us.
Amen.
Of heaven.
Yep.
The reminder of the goodness of God and that he's going to do what he says he's going to do.
Yeah, that's powerful.
It is powerful.
He will do what he's
going to
do.
Amen. Okay, so we have February 11th coming up. There's going to be a marriage conference in Bodkin's. It starts at 7, I believe, that night. We're not going to do Saturday. So if you'd like to come, Phil and I will be there. But also, we're going to ask them to tape it and do another viewing another night here as well. So because we think that it's very important to keep our marriages focused on the Lord and to keep each other. Like, when you have kids, a lot of you, I can turn to about, I don't know how many of them right now, especially those two, and they can tell you, when you have kids, you guys have been married for how long? 17 years of taking care of themselves and themselves only. All of a sudden, now, the world has changed, hasn't it? Taking care of that baby has taken precedence over everything. And so your life does that. It's a cycle of life. And then one day, like my baby right there, he's going to rise up and he's going to leave home. And if your whole life is only about your kids, what kind of a marriage do we have? Because then what do I do once he's gone? What do we talk about? What do we do? Keeping the embers going between the marriage, between the husband and wife, is very important.
Yes, it is, baby. Ooh. Talk about keeping embers going. We got to go on vacation, don't we?
Oh, we do. That's why I'm staying away from everybody. Remember, last year I tested positive and I couldn't go in January. So this year I'm keeping, the 6 feet rule is on. I'm going this year.
We still love you, but from 6 feet for right now.
I don't even want to hear it, Steve. It's a kid. I can't help it. It's Liz. She came up and hugged me today. And Steve's like, that's not 6 feet. And I said, that's a child. And I can't tell her no. I love her so much.
That's right.
Okay. So I think that's all I have. We're going to have, don't worry about when we're gone. Listen, Jesus will be here.
Amen.
The people that are coming will preach you the word.
Amen.
And you will be filled.
Amen.
And it will help your walk with the Lord. Amen.
Amen. It sure will.
The same presence will be in this house when we are gone. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We've seen that time and time again. We're thankful God called us here, and we wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Nope. Anywhere else, except for Aruba for the next few weeks.
Yes. Then we love you guys, and we want to be here.
Yes. Amen. And we'll be back, but the Lord will be here, and he will take care of his people.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to let the children go to children's church. Hallelujah.
The marriage thing is at 6 o'clock on February 11th.
February 11th from 6 to 9.
And child care is provided.
Child care is provided. All right. You want to see?
What?
Okay.
No, I'm done.
Okay. So the Bible says in Malachi 3:10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there will not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. It's amazing because the Lord asked us to give him a tithe, and that's 10% of what we make. And what's so powerful about this is that as soon as we hear from the Lord what he would like for us to give, he immediately shows us all the reasons why he wants us to give a tithe, because he immediately breaks out and starts declaring unto us all the things he's going to do on our behalf if we will give him that tithe. He says that he will protect what you have in the field. He'll basically protect your home. He'll protect what you are working on and what you're doing. He will also look over your life for promotion. He'll look over your life to take care of you. And what I really like is he will rebuke the devourer on your behalf. I mean, there are so many things that, just like when we were singing just a little bit ago and thinking about how good God has been to us, there are so many things that I could just run through where I can say that the devil, that God has rebuked the devourer from even some battles that I did not have to go through because of what God was able to do. Amen. So when we think about being God's people and we think about God's goodness, then this is a good reason and a good time for us to put forth our tithe and offering so that we can see God's hand of blessing and protection upon everything that we have. So we're just going to bring the buckets forward and I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, right now as we get ready to take up our tithes and offerings, Father, I just thank you, God, for your hand of goodness being upon every person, Father. I thank you that you rebuke the devourer, God. I thank you that you protect everything we have. I thank you that the Bible says you will open up the windows of heaven, God. So, God, I know that promotion are coming upon your people, Father. Lord, increase is coming upon your people. Lord, I believe that money is going to come upon them from places they didn't even know was going to come, God. And Lord, just goodness and blessing will come upon each and every one of them, God. And Lord, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, it is just good to see you this morning and getting ready to preach the word to you. And I'm just telling you that I just want to remind us that it's interesting that they were saying some of the stuff they were saying during worship, because up early this morning when I was meditating, it was interesting to me that the Lord was speaking to me over some of these things, like just remembering how faithful he's been. And the Lord was speaking to me about the fact that since I've been a young boy, I can tell you that I've seen the hand of God move in my life. And then as I got older and I really gave myself to the Lord, I could see God in a much deeper way. So this morning, part of my challenge to you and part of my offer to you is just make sure that you have set yourself to receive from the Lord all that you can receive from him. I can remember reading over scriptures when I was younger, and sometimes I'd think, oh, man, do I really want to make this commitment? Can I really make this commitment? Can I really give up these things for the pursuit of God? And let me tell you something. There's nothing I've given up in pursuit of God that I regret today, because our God is faithful. You know, and I want to talk to you today about just living in is who you are, and living is who you are to be in the Lord. And in order to do that, I got to start in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1. And I just want to share just some very common verses with us. But it says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And I just want to bring that up to you this morning, because sometimes I think that as Christians today, if we get too far removed from what the Bible says, we won't walk in the authority in the life that belongs to us. I mean, have we forgotten that the Lord said that we were his creation and that we were his children from the foundation, and that when he created us, he gave us the earth to have dominion over it? God said he blessed them and gave them dominion over the earth. And I wonder if today, as believers, on a constant or just a normal flow, is it a normal part of our life to know that the Lord has given us dominion over the earth? Is it a normal part of our life to know that God is with us and that he's looking out on our behalf and that God wants us blessed and he wants us to be involved in moving our world forward? And when I say that, I want you to understand something. God knew who you were going to be. God knew when you were going to be born. God knew that you'd be in the earth at this time. And God knew who it was that he was going to be relying on to bring forth the gospel and to live for him in this day and age in which we live. I want you to know that without fail, God had an expectation of the fact that you would be a part of bringing forth the gospel, bringing forth his purpose, and bringing your will to pass, especially for the people in your life, the people that you're a part of church from, the people you work with, the people that are your children and your relatives. God expected you to have God in you and to have an impact on them. We cannot forget that from the beginning and from the foundation, God created man in his own image and said to him, go and subdue the earth. I give you dominion over it. Do we really believe that the Lord has given us dominion over the earth? Do we think of it that way? Do we get up each day and say, I have dominion over what comes my way? And I tell you what, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to subdue what comes my way. Because in all honesty, that's the expectation that God has for us. It says right here in Matthew chapter 6, verse 29. And yet I say unto ye, that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. In other words, the Lord was given an example of just something on the earth that he beautified. It says, wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought of what shall we eat or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient in the day is the evil thereof. And what I really want to bring out of this scripture right here is a couple different things. Number one, God will take care of us. I mean, it is something for us to settle down in our spirit and start thinking, hey, God has my back. He has my foreguard. He's in front. He's behind. And no matter what comes my way, God will help me and he'll figure out a way to bring it to pass. And he will figure out a way to help me with whatever I have a need of. The other thing here that I want to bring out to you is that it says, O ye of little faith. In other words, if you see God taking care of this natural world and you can't remember that you were his special creation that he created, that really that's a little disappointing for God. Because we should be able to say, if God is taking care of the earth and he's taking care of the birds and the bees and the trees, so to speak, he's without fail going to take care of me. Amen? And then it says right here, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And this is where I want to spend just a little bit of time talking, because when it says that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you know that scripture does mean righteousness, which we'll get into a little bit. But also it means seek your right standing with him. In other words, when we're in a right position with God, then everything else can be added to our life. And what that means is that when it says seek ye first his righteousness, that means that we're going to seek how to live through the word of God. We're going to seek how to live right and how to live holy. You know, the Bible says that be ye holy for your God is holy, but it also says without holiness, no man will see God. And that is not just in the future. Sometimes we read that scripture and we think that that means that, oh, man, I got to get this right before I get to go to heaven. No, you got to get this right now because there's things that the Lord wants to help you with on a day-to-day basis and on a daily basis. God is limited sometimes because we're not walking in right standing with him. Amen? So when this scripture talks about right standing, that means that we have got to get God's opinion on something, and we've got to live it God's way, amen? Amen? We've got to know what God says about it, and we've got to make sure that we live in the arena of God and what he says and how he says something should be done, and that is where we have to live, and that's where we have to be with our God in heaven in order for us to walk where he would like for us to walk, amen? And then it says, take therefore no thought for tomorrow. Do you realize that if you're walking with God today, then you're always going to be prepared for tomorrow? And I think this is such a critical statement because right now, in the world in which we live in, man, people hear things. You know, we were talking before service about the kind of weather. I think they had weather in Alabama and even in Hawaii, they had snow, things that have never happened before. And we know that one of the things that's going to happen in these final days is that we'll hear of things that are just unusual like that. But the thing is, even though we hear of things going on, there's no need for us to worry about tomorrow. Because if we make sure we're walking in our relationship today, then when tomorrow comes, God will have us prepared for it. And he'll speak to us what we need and when we need and how we need. Amen? Amen? So we can be at peace about the things that are coming in our tomorrow because our God will be with us in everything that we do. Now I want to read in the book of Romans, chapter 3. In the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 22, it says this, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all, and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. I want you to know that you need to live in the righteousness that is upon your life. You need to live in the blessing of God that's upon your life. You know, the Bible says that righteousness is God's plan for man, and it was purchased through the blood. It is freely given to all who call upon him, and it is received by faith. Righteousness means a pardon from sin, its penalties, and its effects. It also makes it that man is in right standing with God in a favorable position, beloved position in heaven as a son or a daughter. Do you on a regular basis remember that you are a son or a daughter of God here right now in the moment? When you get ready to pray and when you get ready to seek God, do you think about the fact that right now you are a son or a daughter of God? Remember that Jesus said, hey, I tell you that there's a day coming, which was after he went to the cross, of course. He said, where you will pray directly to the Father in my name. And anything you pray and ask the Father directly in my name, I will do for you. And I just want to ask this today. Have we remembered those things in the last couple of years with what's been going on around us and what has distracted us and what has been said through media, through different things that we're a part of? Have we allowed those things to distract us from really knowing who we are in Christ? Have we held on to what's most important? and to what the Lord has done for us and what the Lord wants to do in our life and what the Lord is doing in our life. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm going to read out of Ephesians chapter 2 just for a minute because it says this in verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together in Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. Did you hear what that says? It says that he has raised us up together and has made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Do we as believers recognize right now that we are already seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus? That he has already lifted us up through the cross, and that today, right now, today, neither one of you should be living in fear. Neither one of us should be afraid. Neither one of us should be living in self-condemnation and ashamedness from the devil. I want you to know something. If you as a believer are walking around, and when something goes wrong or when something doesn't happen just right, or when things are hindering or limited in your life, when you are sitting there thinking that it's because you're not worthy or you're not good enough, I want you to know that the devil is fighting you in an area that he doesn't have a right to be beating you up in. Amen? I want each and every one of us to know that we should not be living under a sin consciousness at this point in our relationship with God. Do you know what a sin consciousness is? A sin consciousness is when we're constantly thinking we're unworthy, and we're constantly believing that we're not good enough, and we're constantly doubting ourselves, doubting our hope and our future. It's like when we get resisted and something's out in front of us, when we get resisted, all of a sudden, we are people that will start fighting against ourselves instead of keeping our confidence in God and keeping our hope in the Lord and being able to be people that are believing God for the best to come in our life, okay? And what we want to make sure is that we never live under that arena of a sin consciousness, making us rethink our yesterdays, rethink what's going on, and rethink, oh my goodness, am I even now? You know, some of us are still dealing with things that happened 20 years ago. 20 years ago, we still got things that we're thinking of from 20 years ago and putting them before God like, oh my goodness, is this why this is happening? Is this why this isn't going right? Is this why I got trouble here? Is this why this is a problem because of what I did then? And none of those things should be before the Lord. I want you to know something, that the Lord himself is not remembering your past sins. Uh-oh. Yes, I want you to know that the Bible says that your sins in God's eyes are as far as the east is from the west. And since the east never catches up to overtake the west, you got to understand that your sins are not seen before God. He's wiped them completely away. And sometimes I've had people say, well, I was praying about this and the Lord is just quiet. And they're still dealing with some sin from 20-something years ago, asking forgiveness over something that the Lord's already forgiven them. Well, the reason they're not hearing anything is because between God and them, that doesn't exist anymore. So we want to make sure that we never live under sin consciousness of yesterday, which causes us to have regrets and things that we cannot have. Because if we live under a sin consciousness, guess what? We will limit what we're going to see from God. We will start limiting our prayers. In fact, when we're walking around with condemnation on us, which we should never walk under, but when we're walking under condemnation, you know what? We will walk in a way that causes us to be hindered from seeing an outcome from God because we can't pray freely. We won't be praying. We won't be going before God. We won't be setting before the Lord those things that we need to set before him because we have a sin consciousness on us that's wasting our time with other stuff. If we are not careful about having not having a sin consciousness, we will close our access to the kingdom of God and its power. Because we won't even be trying to access the kingdom of God. Because we will be living under this, woe is me, the devil has me, Satan's just beating me up. All of these things that we're giving energy to, where we should not be giving energy to Satan, but we should be giving our energy and our prayer time to God himself. Amen? Because that is where and when and how God is going to move on our behalf. I want to just read something to you right here. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 2, it says, grace be unto you, peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Man, is it powerful to know that the Lord has chosen you from the foundation? Do you understand that when God created the heavens and the earth, he created the heaven and the earth with you in mind? And if he created the heaven and the earth with you in mind, then understand he created and knew when you would be here on this earth. And right now, he never expected you to spend a day or an hour or a moment, really, without his presence and without his grace and without his goodness upon your life. I think it's powerful here to know this too. He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ. I want you to know something, that the Lord has truly blessed our life and has given us strength and grace and mercy and all his goodness to be able to apply in our life. Amen? I want you to know something, that all spiritual blessing is open up to you, where you can have your life opened up to God being giving you favor with your children, giving you blessing over your family, over your marriage, over your life. God has given you all spiritual blessings for you to have in your life and just walk in and grab a hold of and be made whole with. Amen? This is who your God is, and this is how much he loves you and how much he's with you. Amen? Hallelujah. The Bible says right here in Hebrews chapter 10, 22, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. That's a very good way to deal with sin consciousness right there, is to just have your, as just bring your true heart to God in the way that you know how to do it, and then hold fast to the profession of your faith without wavering. Listen, the Lord knows your intentions. The Lord knows when you got saved what your intentions were. And are we going to have battles? Yes. Are there going to be times where we fall short? Yes. Are there going to be times where we're going to have to work on our relationship? Yes. But I want you to know something, that doesn't call you out of your salvation. In fact, really, as you work on those things and as you get over them, it causes you deeper into your salvation. Amen? So never let the devil have a sin consciousness over you, and never let him take over you in these areas. You put forth your faith, even when there's a battle going on and you have things that you're battling with in life and difficulties going on, make sure that you just put your faith in the Lord and not in Satan. And you just make sure that you hold your ground in God and you just know, Lord, I know that you're helping me with this. And Lord, I know that the devil has no authority over my life, so I trust you with what I'm going through. And I put this in your hands, and I thank you that you are upholding your covenant, God, and that you're working with me, and that you love me, And I thank you for it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to give you another scripture here because I like reminding us of who we are and who the Bible says that we are, because sometimes I think we forget the true power and the true goodness that's on our life and the true goodness that God wants you to work in. In Ephesians chapter 2, it says in verse 18, "For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God." I got to ask you a question. Do you walk every day right now in the revelation that right now you're a citizen of heaven? I'm not waiting till I get up to heaven and I die and I go to heaven to cash in my heavenly citizenship. Amen? I want you to know that right now on this earth, the Bible says that we're no longer foreigners or strangers, that we are fellow citizens with those who are the household of God. In other words, we are fellow citizens with people that are already in heaven. Amen? We're considered one household. Amen? And so God can access your life down here. This is why the Bible says what? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I want you to understand, Christians, I want each and every one of you to understand that even today when you are praying and when you are seeking God, you're already a citizen of heaven. You already have that authority, that power. And I want you to walk in that citizenship that is already a part of your fellowship with the Lord. Amen? Doesn't say that it's something you're going to gain in the future. It says that you are even now. You're no longer strangers. You're no longer foreigners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints. Amen? And that means that that's who you are right now as we're sitting here together today. So you can walk in that goodness and that power and that greatness of God. Which brings me right here to what the Lord would say to us. And what I know that we know, but sometimes I hope when we see it in the background of all these different things of who we really are, that it gives us much more meaning. That it says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." Christians, when we go to pray to God, it should not be like we're flipping a coin. When we go and pray to our God in heaven, it should not be like, "Well, I hope so, if so, maybe so, I wonder so, I hope so." No, 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 no. The Bible says, come boldly before your throne of grace. Come boldly into the place where God's presence opens up to you, and that you will speak directly to him and let him talk directly to you. Come boldly through that throne of grace so that you can receive and you will obtain. It doesn't say that you might. If he flips a coin, it says that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in your time of need. I want you to know that we're to come boldly before the throne of grace. See, we have got to come boldly for three different reasons. For number one, we know who Jesus is and what he did for us. Number two, we know who that makes us, sons and daughters of the living God. And three, because we know what God will do. Amen? We need to come boldly to that throne of grace and receive him and his goodness in our time of need. Amen? Because that is the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. I want to read just a couple little things here for you. And the first one is going to be right here in 1 Peter. And it's just going to, again, confirm our identity, because it says right here in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Hallelujah. You know, I want you to know something, that you are a king and a priest in the kingdom of God. Or you're a queen and a priest in the kingdom of God. Amen. And we are considered a holy nation. Amen. That means that we ought to know how to live and please our God and how to keep things holy. And it also means that you are a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. But I want you to see something here, that you are a people of God, a peculiar people. Now, that doesn't mean just strange acting on the outside. Peculiar is, hey, they're peculiar. It means that you're a unique people because you have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Makes you a brand new creature. Makes you brand new in Christ. And it positions you to have the fullness of what God would like to do in your life revealed through you. And so this is why he says that you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, and that you should come forth as the peculiar, unique, different people you are. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants to do for us. And then I'm going to read this for us. It says, Galatians chapter 4, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions of sons. And because you are sons, wow. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ Jesus. My goodness, boy, is that profound or what? This is really who you are now. This is where it says that, wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. If you are truly a son or a daughter of God, how does that make you think a little differently than you did just even a couple days ago when you were in the battle? Amen? Because I tell you what, if we truly were taking on the sonship, you know, as a king and a priest, if we were truly taking on sonship, we would understand that we have the whole backing of the entire kingdom behind us. Amen? And if we have the whole backing of the entire kingdom behind us, believe me, I tell you what, just like you would do for your children, think about how God is willing to do for you when you accept the fact that you are no longer a servant, but you are a son, and you are a child of the living God. Boy, I tell you what, when we start coming boldly before the Lord now, man, I bet you I should be able to come by your houses and hear your prayers. Amen? I tell you what, it's time for us to walk and make sure that we haven't left anything behind on this journey. You know, this is probably a good year for you to write some new dreams down. Amen? Because sometimes the tragedies and the day-to-days beatdowns of life will cause you to forget about some of the things that you're believing God for. And I tell you what, that as a, now that you know you're a son and not a servant, or a daughter and not a servant, that it's time for you to put some priorities back down that you're believing God for. Amen? Does that make sense? I tell you what, it's time for us to walk in the goodness of who God has created us, in the trueness of who we are as children of the living God. Amen? Be who you are. Be who you are and be who God has made you. Amen? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just exalt you today, Father. We just declare your glory, and we're just so thankful for your goodness, God. And Lord, I pray that every one of us, God, would walk in sonship, daughtership. We just walk in the authority and the kindness that you've released from heaven, Father. And Lord, that we'd walk in that citizenship of being a fellow citizen, Father, of being a son or a daughter, and walk in the fullness of what you have for us. And Lord, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Thank you. Woo, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we have a couple prayer requests here. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just put Candace before you, God. And Lord, we pray over this pain. And we pray over this breathing restriction, God. And Lord, we pray for Jim and that his back, that these things would be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, I just pray right now that by the blood of Jesus, Lord, you would just go into their home, God. And that, Father, you would just release healing into them, God. For they are truly children of the living God, Father, and you're with them and they're in your hands, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Oh, and Father, right now I just pray for Tanja, Lord God, and I put Tyler and Stacy and Aubrey before you, God, and Lord, they're struggling with COVID, Lord. And I just pray and right now ask you in Jesus' name to release healing power, God. Lord, that you would cause this virus to go and just let them be healed and restored right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray for Tanja that her sickness would go, Father God, and that right now in Jesus' name healing would come upon her. And Lord, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just declare your blessing upon your house today, Father. I declare your blessing upon your people today, Father. I just declare in Jesus' name, God, that in every aspect we would see you as who you are, Father. And Lord, we would know who we are, God. And God, we'd walk in who you've called us, Father. So that we can walk in unity with you, fulfilling the purpose and the destinies that you have for us, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hey, give the Lord a hand clap of praise today. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, this time I'm going to release you, but I will be here for anybody who needs prayer. Amen.